Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori Shapar Shado Shiyo Dham Shahoya Bhutori Shri Krishna
Auntie Leela, Chapter 7. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the King of Vaikuntha. Glories to Lord Nityananda, the service form of the Supreme Lord. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is dear to Advaita and Srivas. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of Gadadhar and Jagadananda. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life of Paramananda Puri. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life and wealth of Swarup Damodar. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is affectionate to Vakreshwar Pandit. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who charms the heart of Pundarik Vidyaniti. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, the master of the gatekeeper Govinda. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on the conditioned souls. In this way, in the town of Navadweep, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes in an ocean of ecstatic love and devotion. He always performed kirtan with the devotees. Singing and dancing, he worshipped Lord Krishna. Accompanied by his host of cowherd boys, he went from house to house. He enjoyed pastimes in the same way he had done before in the towns of Gokula. Manifesting the bliss of Gokula, Lord Nityananda enjoyed pastimes of kirtan. Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever he wishes, he attains. At that time, he wished to see Lord Chaitanya. Hurriedly and joyfully bidding farewell to everyone and yearning to see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda set out for Jagannath Puri. Accompanied by his associates, overcome with bliss and always singing of Lord Chaitanya's names and virtues, Lord Nityananda departed. Accompanied by his associates, again and again he roared, thundered, and danced. He wept with joy. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love on every path he walked, after some days he came to Jagannath Puri. Coming to Kamalapur and seeing the temple there, Lord Nityananda fainted in ecstasy. Streams of tears always flowed from his eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he roared. Coming to a flower garden, he stopped and rested. But for Lord Chaitanya himself, who can understand his desires? Aware of Lord Nityananda's journey, Lord Chaitanya left his devotees and went to Ekeshwar. In that place, Lord Nityananda was wrapped in a trance of meditation. Lord Chaitanya went there. Arriving and seeing Lord Nityananda wrapped in trance, Lord Chaitanya circumambulated him many times. Filled with love and reciting verses glorifying him, Lord Chaitanya circumambulated Lord Nityananda. Please hear the verse that came from Lord Chaitanya's graceful mouth, a verse glorifying Lord Nityananda. Anyone who hears this verse will find his heart attracted to Lord Nityananda. Even if Lord Nityananda holds an outcast girl's hand, and even if he enters a wine shop, his lotus feet are still fit to be worshipped by Brahma. Reciting this verse and making a shower of ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya circumambulated Lord Nityananda. Becoming conscious, Lord Nityananda at once shouted Hari and stood up. How much bliss did Lord Nityananda feel when he gazed at Lord Chaitanya's face? His bliss cannot be described. Hari, he roared, like a lion. Overcome with ecstatic love, he fell to the ground. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda circumambulated each other. Falling to the ground, they offered dandavat obeisances to each other. One moment, the two lords lovingly embraced. The next moment, they joyfully wept on each other's necks. The next moment, they rolled on the ground in ecstasy. Their roars defeated the wild roars of many lions. How wonderful was the love the two lords felt. I heard it was like the love of Ramachandra and Lakshman. The two lords spoke prayers glorifying each other. With folded hands, they offered obeisances to each other. They wept, trembled, laughed, fainted, and turned pale. The hairs of their bodies stood erect. They manifested the symptoms that are at the heart of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Nothing but these ecstatic symptoms were manifested in the graceful forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya manifested every symptom of ecstasy. How wonderful were the ecstatic symptoms the two lords manifested. Filling their eyes, the pure devotees gazed at the two lords. After some moments, Lord Chaitanya folded his hands and prayed to Lord Nityananda. In both name and form, you are eternal, Nitya, bliss, Ananda, personified. You are the home of the Vaishnavas. You are Lord Anantashesh. Every ornament on your graceful limbs is an incarnation of pure devotional service personified. That is the truth. You are happily decorated with the nine kinds of pure devotional service, which are now manifested as ornaments of gold, pearls, diamonds, rudraksha, and other things. You deliver the fallen and degraded people and the people in the lower castes. To the merchants, you gave the pure devotional service. Even the demigods, siddhas, sages, and kings of yoga yearn to attain. The Vedas say Lord Krishna is supremely independent. Even so, you have the power to sell Krishna to others. Who has the power to know your glories? You are the nectar of love for Lord Krishna descended to this earth. Tasting the bliss of Sankirtan, you are not in external consciousness. Day and night, the glories and virtues of Lord Krishna appear in your graceful mouth. Lord Krishna always stays in your heart. Your body is the abode of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lord Krishna will not leave anyone who loves you. That is the truth. Then, after some moments, Lord Nityananda humbly said, "You praise me, calling me Lord, but it is I who have devotion for you. You may circumambulate me. You may bow down before me. You may kill me. You may protect me. Whatever you wish, you may do. My Lord, what need I say to you? With your spiritual vision, what do you not see? You are the master of my heart, my breath, my everything. Whatever you command, I will do. You may punish me, you may kill me. Now I have renounced the activities of a Muni. Now I wear bracelets, armlets, and anklets. Now I hold a flute, stick, buffalo horn, bugle, and a rope for tying cows. To Advaita Acharya and the other dear devotees, you have given activities of austerity and devotional service. But you have made me renounce the activities of a Muni. Smiling, you make me act in a different way. I am your dancer. By your will, I dance. I dance to please you. You may give me mercy or punishment. By chanting your holy name, you deliver even the trees." Then Lord Chaitanya said, "The ornaments on your body are the nine processes of devotional service. They are not anything else. Your ornaments are always the activities of devotional service, activities that begin with hearing, chanting, and remembering the glories of the Lord and bowing down before Him. As the people have no power to understand the snakes Lord Shiva wears as ornaments, snakes that are Lord Anantashesh pretending to be ordinary snakes, in the same way the people do not understand your fathomless pastimes. That is why they criticize you. I do not see anything but the nectar of devotional service on your limbs, and in your words and heart. Happily tasting the nectar tasted by Nanda Maharaja's associates in Vrindavan, you wear these ornaments of devotional service. Any pious person who can see all this will become happy. He will directly gaze on Lord Krishna's graceful face. That is inevitable. A stick, flute, buffalo horn bugle, gunja necklace, flower garland, and sweet fragrances always decorate your graceful limbs. When I see you in the company of a boy, in my heart I know that boy must be Sridham, Sudham, or another cowherd boy. You always associate with the cowherd boys who play in Vrindavan. This I know in my heart. In your body I see ecstatic love, great splendor, all power, and the devotion felt by Nanda Maharaja's associates. Anyone who loves you or your servant loves me. That is the truth of truths." What kind of ecstatic love did Lord Krishna and Lord Anantashesh feel then? Who can describe it? Who can know where it ends? After some time, the two lords returned to external consciousness. Going to a secluded flower garden in the forest, they sat down together. How can even the Vedas know everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead? At that time, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda looked at each other. No one else was present there. What did the two lords, their forms naturally always filled with bliss, do? By Lord Chaitanya's desire, no one else was present. Knowing Lord Chaitanya's wish, Lord Nityananda went and looked at the jewel of sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya did not continue to manifest his form of Lord Chaitanya. In the same way, Lord Nityananda also did not manifest the form of Lord Nityananda. Rama, Shiva, and the Vedas personified do not understand the soft heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though they do not understand it completely, they still sing its glories. Even Goddess Lakshmi does not understand it completely. What then can be said of others understanding it? How then can one person describe the ecstatic love Lord Chaitanya felt? Everyone joyfully thought, "He does not love anyone more than me." To me, he spoke the confidential words, "Renouncing the activities of a muni, I will always worship Lord Krishna." Why has he renounced the activities of a muni? And why does he now wear a peacock feather and a gunja necklace and carry a flute, stick, and rope for binding cows? Someone said, "The devotees in Vrindavan and the confidential pastimes in Vrindavan are the best of all. Brahma, Shiva, and all the demigods yearn to attain the exalted devotion felt by the gopas and gopis, devotion that was the result of great austerities. A person who is the object of the Supreme Lord's great mercy will attain the ecstatic love felt by the people of Gokula. Lord Krishna desired to give Uddhava the gift of this exalted love." This exalted love is described in these words of Srimad Bhagavatam. "At every moment, I offer my respectful obeisances to the dust from the feet of the girls in Nanda's Braja, girls whose songs about Lord Krishna purify the three worlds." In this way, the Vaishnavas tried to understand the Lord's activities. Lord Chaitanya accepted all they said. It was by the Supreme Lord's wish that the devotees spoke in this way among themselves. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed all their talks. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, everyone was wild with bliss. Sometimes the devotees playfully quarreled. Some devotees would take the side of one of the two lords, and the others would then criticize that lord. But the devotees are not really different from the Lord. They are the Lord's fingers, arms, and feet. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord explains, "A person with intelligence does not think the head and other parts of the body to be separate. Similarly, my devotee does not differentiate Vishnu, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, from anything or any living entity." All this is true for all the Vaishnavas. Still it is said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the Supreme Master of all. Gathering together, everyone sings the glories of the Supreme Lord, saying he is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all the worlds. The Supreme Lord appears in every body. To everyone, he mercifully gives the results of devotional service. He gives all knowledge and all power. He punishes offenses as he sees fit. He does not stop glorifying Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaita. Although Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaita have many millions of transcendental virtues beyond what the world knows, Lord Chaitanya does not speak anything about those virtues. For some moments, Lord Chaitanya happily enjoyed pastimes with Lord Nityananda. Then, taking his leave of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya returned to his own home. With a happy heart, Lord Nityananda went to see Lord Jagannath. Anyone who hears this account of how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda saw each other will become free of all material bondage. Simply by gazing at Lord Jagannath, Lord Nityananda became wild with bliss. He rolled about on the ground. Lord Nityananda violently fell on the stone floor. 100 men had no power to hold him still. Gazing at Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Lady Subhadra, Lord Nityananda wept. Aware of his glories, the Brahmin priest again and again gave to Lord Nityananda all the garlands from the necks of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Lady Subhadra. Gazing at Lord Nityananda, all the servants of Lord Jagannath felt great bliss take birth within themselves. Anyone who did not understand asked. Everyone gave this reply, "He is the brother of Sri Krishna Chaitanya." Lord Nityananda embraced everyone. With the tears from his eyes, he sprinkled everyone's limbs. After thus gazing at Lord Jagannath, Lord Nityananda and his associates joyfully went to see Gadadhar. Who has the power to describe the love that Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar felt in their hearts? At Gadadhar's home was a very enchanting deity of Lord Gopinath. That deity was Lord Krishna himself. He was Nanda's own son. Lord Chaitanya personally embraced that deity. Seeing that deity, the blasphemers thought it was only a statue. Seeing this deity, a threefold bending deity holding a flute to his mouth. Lord Nityananda shed tears of joy, tears that had no end. Learning that Lord Nityananda had come, Gadadhar stopped reading Srimad Bhagavatam and went to him at once. They gazed at each other's faces, grasping each other's necks, they wept. They offered obeisances to each other, they glorified each other. They both said, "Now my eyes are purified." They both said, "Now my life has become successful." External consciousness was no longer present in the bodies of the two lords. The two lords floated in an ocean of bliss and love. Seeing this display of great love and devotion, the devotees in the four directions fell to the ground and wept. How wonderful was the love Nityananda and Gadadhar felt. They did not say anything but words of love and devotion. Gadadhar had no desire to see the face of anyone who criticized Lord Nityananda. Gadadhar Pandit would not look at the face of anyone who did not love Lord Nityananda. After some time becoming peaceful again, the two lords sat down together and talked about the auspicious glories of Lord Chaitanya. Then Gadadhar said to Lord Nityananda, "Today, please accept your meal here." Lord Nityananda had come there to accept a meal from Gadadhar. From West Bengal, he had brought fine white rice suitable for Lord Gopinath. He also brought two beautiful red cloths. He placed all these before Gadadhar. Lord Nityananda said, "Gadadhar, cook this rice and offer it to Lord Gopinath. He will enjoy it." Seeing the rice, Gadadhar Pandit smiled and said, "With my eyes, I have never seen rice like this. Master, did you bring this rice from Vaikuntha to give it to Lord Gopinath? Goddess Lakshmi alone should cook this rice. Then Lord Krishna will enjoy it, and after him, the devotees will also enjoy it." After happily praising the rice, Gadadhar offered the two cloths to Lord Gopinath. He placed the splendid red cloths on Lord Gopinath's graceful limbs. Gazing at the Lord's handsomeness, he floated in bliss. Then he went to cook. First he gathered some shak. Although originally no shak was there, by divine arrangement shak appeared. He gathered the shak and began to cook. He gathered some soft leaves from a tamarind tree and placed them in a pot of salted water. Then he prepared the bitter vegetable named amla. In this way, fortunate Gadadhar. Finally, he placed the prepared foods before Lord Gopinath. At that moment, Lord Chaitanya arrived. With his graceful mouth, joyfully chanting, "Hare Krishna, Krishna," Lord Chaitanya arrived. "Gadadhar, Gadadhar," Lord Chaitanya called out. At once, Gadadhar offered obeisances to the Lord's feet. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "Gadadhar, why did I not get an invitation from you? You and I are not quarreling. Even though I did not get an invitation, I have come anyway. Nityananda brought the ingredients, you cooked. Lord Gopinath gave his mercy, and I will accept my share of the remnants." Hearing Lord Chaitanya's merciful words, Nityananda and Gadadhar became plunged in an ocean of bliss. Gadadhar happily brought the prasadam and placed it before Lord Chaitanya. The prasadam was very fragrant. Again and again, Lord Chaitanya devotedly bowed down before it. Lord Chaitanya said, "Divide it into three equal parts. Then we will sit down together and honor the prasadam." Sitting down, Lord Chaitanya greatly enjoyed the rice Lord Nityananda had brought. Sitting together, the two lords ate. Lord Chaitanya happily praised the rice and the vegetables. Lord Chaitanya said, "This food is very fragrant. It must be devotion to Lord Krishna personified. It cannot be any other way. Gadadhar, how beautiful is your cooking. I have never tasted shak like this. Gadadhar, how wonderful is your cooking, your vegetable of tamarind leaves. I think you must have cooked this in Vaikuntha. How can you hide that truth from me?" Joking and laughing in this way, the three lords tasted the nectar of ecstatic love as they ate. The devotees who love these three lords know their true identities, but Lord Chaitanya did not quickly tell anyone who the three lords were. After some time, the three lords stopped eating and left. Then the devotees took the remnants the lords had left on their plates. Anyone who hears or reads of this blissful meal will attain pure devotion to Lord Krishna. He will go to Lord Krishna. Anyone on whom Gadadhar has placed his merciful glance will have the power to understand the true nature of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who in his heart loves Lord Nityananda will know the truth about Gadadhar. In this way, Lord Nityananda happily enjoyed pastimes with Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. The three lords, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Gadadhar, always stayed together. Together, these three gazed on Lord Jagannath. Wild with bliss, they performed Sankirtan together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.